brought to you by Penguin.
Chronicle of a Death Foretold by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Read by Ben Cura. On the day they were going to kill him, Santiago Nassar got up at 5:30 in the morning to wait for the boat the bishop was coming on. He dreamed he was going through a grove of timber trees where a gentle drizzle was falling, and for an instant, he was happy in his dream. But when he awoke, he felt completely spattered with bird shit. He was always dreaming about trees. Placida Linero, his mother, told me 27 years later, recalling the details of that unpleasant Monday. The week before, he dreamed that he was alone in a tinfoil airplane and flying through the almond trees without bumping into anything, she told me. She had a well-earned reputation as an accurate interpreter of other people's dreams, provided they were told her before eating, but she hadn't noticed any ominous augury in those two dreams of her son's, or in the other dreams of trees he told her about on the mornings preceding his death. Nor did Santiago Nassar recognize the omen. He had slept little and poorly, without getting undressed, and he woke up with a headache and a sediment of copper stirrup on his palate, and he interpreted them as the natural havoc of the wedding revels that had gone on until after midnight. Furthermore, all the many people he ran into after leaving his house at 6:05 until he was carved up like a pig an hour later remembered him as being a little sleepy but in a good mood, and he remarked to all of them in a casual way that it was a very beautiful day. No one was certain if he was referring to the state of the weather. Many people coincided in recalling that it was a radiant morning, with a sea breeze coming in through the banana groves, as was to be expected in a fine February of that period. But most agreed that the weather was funereal, with a cloudy, low sky and the thick smell of still waters, and that at the moment of the misfortune, a thin drizzle like the one Santiago Nassar had seen in his dream grove was falling. I was recovering from the wedding revels in the apostolic lap of Maria Alejandrina Cervantes, and I only awakened with the clamor of the alarm bells, thinking they had turned them loose in honor of the bishop. Santiago Nassar put on shirt and pants of white linen, both items unstarched, just like the ones he'd put on the day before for the wedding. It was his attire for special occasions. If it hadn't been for the bishop's arrival, he would have put on his khaki outfit and the riding boots he wore on Mondays to go to the Divine Face, the cattle ranch he'd inherited from his father, and which he administered with very good judgment, but without much luck. In the country, he wore a .357 Magnum on his belt, and its armored bullets, according to what he said, could cut a horse in two through the middle. During the partridge season, he would also carry his falconry equipment. In the closet, he also kept a .30-06 Mannlicher Schönhauer rifle, a 300-caliber Holland Magnum rifle, a .22-caliber Hornet with a double-strength telescopic sight, and a Winchester repeater. He always slept the way his father had slept, with the weapon hidden in the pillowcase. But before leaving the house that day, he took out the bullets and put them in the drawer of the night table. He never left it loaded, his mother told me. I knew that, and I also knew that he kept the guns in one place and hid the ammunition in another far removed so that nobody, not even casually, would yield to the temptation of loading them inside the house. It was a wise custom established by his father ever since one morning when a servant girl had shaken the case to get the pillow out and the pistol went off as it hit the floor and the bullet wrecked the cupboard in the room, went through the living room wall, passed through the dining room of the house next door with a thunder of war, and turned a life-size saint on the main altar of the church on the opposite side of the square to plaster dust. Santiago Nassar, who was a young child at the time, never forgot the lesson of that accident. The last image his mother had of him was that of his fleeting passage through the bedroom. He'd awakened her while he was feeling around, trying to find an aspirin in the bathroom medicine chest, and she turned on the light and saw him appear in the doorway with a glass of water in his hand, as she would remember him forever. Santiago Nassar told her then about the dream, but she didn't pay any great attention to the trees. Any dream about birds means good health, she said. She saw him from the same hammock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?